It just worked out this way, hopefully by the providence of God, to be Vacation Bible School Sunday on the sixth Sunday that Brother Ricky is in a seven-message mini-series about the family. And we were intending all along to talk to the children. We've talked to husbands, we've talked to wives, we've talked to the church about marriage, we've talked to parents about parenting. Now this morning, with all of our children here in the worship center at the 9:15, 8 o'clock and 10:30 services, I want to talk to us as children. So if you don't mind, I'd like to ask a special favor from all of our kids. I know you're really smart, really bright. Therefore, it's not going to take me as long as it normally talks, because you're going to get it really quick. I'm not going to have to repeat anything twice. So if you'll really listen the way I know you're capable of listening, Brother Ricky's probably going to preach shorter than he's ever preached before. In the early service, we got out 23 minutes earlier than we normally do. Wow. Now, with all of that said, when I was a kid and we got all of the cousins together, sometimes we would play a game called Simon Says. How many of you remember the game Simon Says? The kids still play that game today, Simon Says. Let's see. Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, touch your ear. Simon Says, pinch your nose. Simon Says, rub your head. Hey, that's really good. Go ahead and be seated. You're out of the game. All right, go ahead and take your Bibles and be seated. Simon Says, be seated. Simon Says, game officially over. Kids, parents, guests today, what's most important is what the Bible says. So let's open our Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 6 and look at verses 1 through 3 as we bring a message geared toward the children of our church. And I've entitled this message affectionately, "Because I Said So." Those famous parent words. Ephesians 6, 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother," parentheses in the ESV, "for this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long in the land." Many of our kids have missed out on some of this teaching. But I want to remind all of us this morning of the three main relationships in the home on a human level. The first relationship is the relationship between the husband and the wife. The second relationship is the relationship between the parents and the children. And the third relationship is the relationship between the brothers and sisters, or brothers and sisters, the siblings in the home. I have tried to choose a one-word description that would describe the relationship of each one of these relationships. And when I think about the primary relationship in the home, now kids, please hear Brother Ricky say this. No matter what anybody else teaches you, the Bible says the primary relationship in the home is the relationship your mother and dad have with each other as husband and wife. The word in the Bible that describes that relationship is the word oneness. When your mother and dad met, decided to get married, came before God, God joined them together as one so that they are no longer two, but they are actually one. Before your mother is a mom, she's a wife. Before your dad is a dad at home, he's a husband. I need every child in here to hear this. The relationship you have with your mom and your dad is secondary to the relationship your mom has with your dad and your dad has with your mom in the home. Amen? And the word that describes that relationship is oneness. Now, let's talk about the relationship you have with your parents. When we think about what the Bible says about that relationship, here is the word that you use to describe your relationship with your parents, and it's the word obedience. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Now, the third relationship, and many of you have this relationship, some of you do not yet, but in the home, after mom and dad gives birth to you, sometimes they've already given birth to others, or maybe there's others to come after you. And when we think about a brother having a sister, and a sister having a brother, or a sister having a sister, and a brother having a brother, the word that I think best describes that relationship is the word opportunity. Wow! What a unique opportunity God gives you to better you by having a brother and a sister. Now, I know right now you may not believe that, but I promise you, your little brother or your little sister, even though they invade your space sometimes, they are actually a blessing of God, and you're going to grow up to be a better you because of siblings in your home. Now, this morning, what Brother Ricky wants to do is zero our attention in on this truth. And that is the relationship that you have with your mom and your dad. And let me remind you what the Bible says. The Bible says that you as a child are to obey your parents. The second thing the Bible says is for you to honor your father and your mother. And if you honor your father and your mother, there's a promise that comes along with that command. Now I want to make sure everybody understands what I just said. Children are to obey their parents. The Bible does not say parents are to obey their children. Kids, God says to you through the Bible that you are to do what your parents want you to do. They are not to do what you want them to do. Everybody understand that? And what that means is this, very simply. The authority figures in the home are not the kids. It's mom and dad. The kids don't hang on the words and the wishes. Or the parents don't hang on the words and wishes of the kids hang on the words and wishes of the parents. Does everybody understand that principle? Now kids, here's a really neat truth. This word obey, it looks really simple, O-B-E-Y, just four letters. But this word is actually a compound word. Now, you remember what a compound word is. Now, if you hadn't started school yet, you may not know that yet. But a compound word is where you take two words that are completely different from each other, you put them together, and when you put them together, they make up a brand new word. And this new word is really cool. It's really neat. Well, this word obey is one of those really cool, neat words. See, it comes to us from two words. Hupo akuo. Can you say that with me, kids? Hupo akuo. Hupo is a word that means to be under. You know what it means to be under something. It's over you and you're under it. Akuo means to hear. Now, there's two ways to hear. There's a way where you can let your ear just kind of serve as a satellite dish. and it picks up noise, and then you pass it right through your brain and out the other end, and it never registers. You never tune in to what you heard. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we call it passing through. That's not what akouo means. Akouo means that once it enters the ear, it lodges. And you understand what you heard. It means to listen intently. It means to perceive. It means to understand that you've been told to do something and now you do it. Does that make sense? So here's what the word obey means. It means as a child, you are under the authority of the word of your parents. And when your parents speak, you jump into action to do exactly what your parents told you to do. No ifs, then, buts, or laters, right on the spot. Wow. Isn't that a neat word, kids? My first responsibility to my parents is then to do what they tell me to do. Now, can I be honest? I had parents just like you have parents. And Kiki and Corey had parents just like you have parents. And here's what I've noticed about a kid. Sometimes mom and dad step in and want us to do things at the most inopportune time. Do you agree? I mean, I'm playing with my favorite toy, having a great time playing with my favorite thing, doing my thing, hanging out with my favorite buddy, and then all of a sudden the words of my mom and dad breaks into my life and they want me to do something that I don't really want to do. Any of you kids ever had that happen? Yeah. Go ahead, raise your hand. Yeah. Mom and dad's not going to get on to you. They did it with their parents. Now here's what happens. All of a sudden, as a kid, I think I need to know what's going on here. Why sometimes does mom and dad, as adults, ask me to do things that I don't want to do as a kid? I want to give you the parent's side, and I want to give you the kid's side. I don't know if your parents have told you this or not, but you know Brother Ricky, he's just going to tell you the truth. He's going to be honest with you. Not going to hold anything back from you because I think you're really smart and bright and I believe you can handle this. See, your mom and dad also have to do what the Bible says. And you know what the Bible tells your parents to do? To train you up in the way that you should go, and when you are old, you will not depart from it. Let me tell you what that means to your parents. That means that your parents can't just look at what you're doing right now and go, wow, that's a neat thing he's doing right now, playing with his Nintendo or his Xbox or his PlayStation or riding his bicycle or playing basketball. No, mom and dad can't look at you just for what you're doing right now and let you keep doing some things you're doing, even though there's nothing wrong with you doing what you're doing. See, mom and dad can't look at your life from just right now. Mom and dad, according to God, have to look down the road and see what kind of adult you need to be when you're 20 or 21 or 24. Does that make sense? See, mom and dad have been given a command by God to disciple you as their son or daughter in a way that you will grow up and become a fully functioning adult follower of Christ one day. So when they parent you, they're parenting you from that long-range perspective. But here's the thing, you don't see that perspective. At 6 years of age and 8 years of age and 10 years of age, you can't look down the road and say, wow, I want to do this when I'm 21, so therefore I'm going to do this now. No, you see the world through the eyes of a kid. Therefore, here's what's going to happen. What's big in the life of a kid? We want to play. We want to have fun. And when mom and dad break into our life with those things they want us to do, they sound so unfun. Take out the trash. Pick up your toys. Close the little top on the toothpaste. All of those things that sound like work, and they don't sound fun at all. Now let me remind you of what the Bible says. Now kids, Brother Ricky didn't say this about you, the Bible says this about you. The Bible teaches that you have a kid's perspective about life. And here's what the Bible says in Proverbs 22:15. Folly or foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Proverbs 29:15 says this. A child who is left to himself will bring shame to his mother. Now you know what that says? Here's what it says. It says that your perspective on life is a kid's perspective. And because it's a kid's perspective, guess what? It's a wrong perspective. And that if your mom and dad continue to let you live life the way you would really desire to live life, you're going to grow up one day, and when you grow up, you're really not going to grow up, and you're going to be a shame to the family, and you're never going to be all God wants you to be as a fully functioning adult follower of Jesus. So what we're having happening in your home is the collision of two worlds, the adult world and the kid world. And I promise you, if you're older than two, mom and dad is now commanded by God to get you ready for an adult world. Not grow you up too fast and not let you have fun, but to begin to transition you to this thought. Life's not about me. Life's about God. It's about my parents. It's about my grandparents. It's about my church. It's about my school. It's about my nation. And we want you to develop a thought that is not you-centered, but Christ-centered and other people-centered. Does that make sense? Now I want to share with you three reactions I probably had to my parents, but I really don't remember this because I'm old now. But I see this in a lot of kids. Let's suppose you're doing your favorite thing and mom steps in and says, come help me do the dishes. And today that just means putting them in the dishwasher. Amen? Now, immediately, sometimes a kid responds negatively to what their parents say to do with these words. It's just one word. Why? Have any of you ever said why to your parents? Yep. Thank you for your honesty. I'm sure I said that to my parents because every kid says that. Now, I've been giving this a lot of thought, kids. Even though the word why is a question, I believe 99.99999% of the time, you are not asking for more information. Amen? You as a kid are not asking your mom and dad to give you more information so you'll know exactly how to do what they want you to do and why they want you to do. When those words why come out of your mouth, you are exposing who you really are, and that is you're a little rebel. When you say why, what you're really expressing to your parents is, I don't want to do what you're asking me to do. I want to continue to do what I want to do. And why is a form of rebellion. If you don't see that as a parent, you are in big, big trouble. Now, kids, when you say why, if you've got a godly set of parents, you're going to get that famous answer that all parents answer with, and it's this. Because I said so. Now, if you as a kid ever asked why the first time and mom and dad say because I said so, don't ever ask why the second time. Because they have just told you why you should obey. See, the Bible says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You don't ask for information from your parents so that you can decide in your mind whether or not you're going to do this or not. When your mom and dad say, because I said so, what they are saying to you is this, on the authority of God's Word, I am the mom or the dad. You are under my authority and you're going to do what I've asked you to do because I have your best end in mind. Did y'all get that? And that settles it. There's no debating. There's no discussion. Now, I'll tell you what I learned as a kid. And I found this to be true in the Bible, Matthew chapter 8. To have authority, you've got to be under authority. If you want to have authority as a kid in the home, bring yourself under authority of your parents. You build trust with your parents, and then the parents will give you authority. It works like this. The more you do what your parents want you to do, the more your parents will eventually let you do what you want to do, because they'll know what you want to do is okay for you to do. Amen? Kids, you don't get to do what you want to do by disobeying your parents. You eventually get to do what's right in your life by obeying your parents. Now, I see another thing in the home, and here's this thing. Dad steps in and tells his child what to do. Dad immediately turns and goes and does a dad thing. And while dad's gone, dad gets his thing done. He comes back 15 minutes. And he has to tell you the second time what he wanted you to do. Because you're not doing what dad told you to do. You're doing what you want to do. And just as soon as dad tells you the second time what he wants you to do, you say this: I heard you the first time. Any of you kids ever said that to your parents? Don't ever let Brother Ricky hear your parents had to tell you a second time. Because you just lied to your parents. And it's wrong to tell a lie. I'm not going to call it a fib. I'm going to call it what it is. It's a sin against God. And it's a sin against your parents. See, if you'd have heard your parents the first time and have hoopo-kuo'd them, moment dad said it, you'd have stopped doing what you were doing and you'd done what dad said you could do, and then dad would probably let you come back and finish what you were doing. Does that make sense? Kids, don't ever make your parents do this. One, two, don't make me say three. If you are a parent who counts after you tell your kids to do something, I want you to take in what I've said. I want you to go home, pray with your wife or husband over this, and I want you to apologize to your kid for counting. And I want you to tell your kids, I thought it was okay to count, but Brother Ricky has told me it's not okay to count. I'm going to trust his authority. I am not to ever count again. Did you kids hear me? Don't get mad at Mom and Dad. You get mad at Brother Ricky if you're going to get mad at somebody. The days of counting are over. Here's why. Because when you make Mom and Dad start counting, you are just delaying obedience. And you are rebelling inside against what your Mom and Dad said is true. You are buying time to quit doing what you're doing. So that after you finish doing what you're doing or getting as much in of what you're doing as you can, then you're going to do what Mom and Dad tells you to do. And that's not the spirit of obedience. Amen? What we want in our homes is when Mom and Dad speaks for things to happen. Amen? I mean, when God said, let there be light, what happened? There was light. And as moms and dads, we want to have that much authority in the life of our kids, for our kids to hang on every word we say and know how important those words are. Amen? Now, thirdly, and I know there's probably not a kid in this church that would do this, but you probably got friends who do this, but you would never do this. But I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Sometimes in kids' lives, daddy tells the kid to do something, and then the kid runs to mama. Or mama tells the kids to do something, and then the kid runs to daddy. Now here's what I call that. I call that a kid trying to divide his mom and daddy. I don't think it's hardly ever possible for mom and dads both to sit down with the kid and say, okay, now son, quit doing this and start doing this. But here's what, as a kid, I have to understand. God put my mom and daddy together as one. And they are one. And if they are one in their marriage, they're going to be one in their parenting to you as a kid. Now kids, listen to me. If daddy says it, mama said it too. You moms understand that? Moms, You are a wife before you're a mom. If Dad says it, you said it. If Mom said it, Dad, you said it. We understand that principle? We are one in our parenting. Now, kids, when your mom and dad got married, the preacher said these words to them, quoted Jesus, "What God hath joined together, do not let man separate. Do not let man divide." You do not want to be a kid who tries to divide your mommy and your daddy in their parenting, because if you divide them in their parenting, you're dividing them in their marriage. Now, I know some of your kids are saying, you parent adults are saying, "Boy, that's a lot to lay on a kid." It's the truth. And you parents need to parent from this perspective. Amen? Now, I want to tell you parents something. If you put your kids in the position to divide you from your spouse, there will never be a time when the kid will choose to follow the right parent. Never. The kid will always choose the one to where the decision of the parent is closer to what they really want to do and farthest away from what they want or are expected to be done from the other parent. Kids are like water. They always take the path of least resistance. Am I clear? Kids, never "why," never "I heard you," and never divide your parents. Why? Because we want to do not what Simon says. We want to do what the Bible says. Amen? Now, verse 2. Honor your father and your mother. And what we discover is this is one of the big 10. You know about the big 10, right? They're in Exodus chapter 20. There was 10 big things God said. And then there were 604 other things God said that comprised the 614 laws called the Law of Moses. But the fifth thing God said was this: honor your father and your mother. And then there was a promise that if a kid honors his father and his mother, it'll go better for him in life, and he'll live longer. Wow. The only commandment that has a promise. Now, I did a little work, and kids, this word, honor, it really means to weigh. To weigh. This boat has a certain amount of weight to it. These rocks around the campfire here, they have a certain amount of weight to them. So the word honor literally means to make heavy. Now, I promise you, if I come up here to the front of the stage, wow, no weight to that at all. So to dishonor is to make light. To honor is to make heavy. How do I honor my parents? Well, first of all, I got to remember this. Honor is not actions. Honor is an attitude. It's what I believe in my mind and my heart about my parents. And honor is the attitude out of which the act of obedience flows. Now that was good. Took me 2 hours to get that statement. And you just yawned. Honor is the attitude out of which the act of obedience flows. In my mind, in my heart, when I honor my parents, when I make them heavy, if I could say this, if I make them fat in my life to where they weigh a lot, what it means is I'm putting a value on my parents. I'm deciding how much they're worth to me. Let me ask you kids, how much right now is your parents worth to you? The only way you can know how much they're worth for you is for you to just do this little test. What would I trade my parents for? If I were to pull out a dollar, how many of you would trade your parents for a dollar? Not a one of you. If I were to go for the big bills I have, a five, you wouldn't trade your parents for a $5 bill either. But what if I come in along and started saying, wow, if you'd give up your parents, I mean, if you'd let me have your parents and you never get to see them again for the rest of your life, they're never a part of your life, and I'll take you to Disney World for a week. I don't think you'd do that either. I think you prize your family so much, your mom and dad, that you wouldn't trade them for anything offered to you. Amen? Now here's what you need to do. We forget that, don't we? When we're in the middle of doing what we want to do, being a kid, having fun, and mom and dad step into our life with adult things called chores, we suddenly forget how valuable mom and dad are to us. And when we forget how valuable they are to us, guess what we do? We make light of what they said. And what they said has no weight in our life. And then we continue to do what we want to do instead of what they want to do. And kids, when you do that, you're not only dishonoring your parents, you're dishonoring God. And you're dishonoring God's Word to you. I promise you, you don't have parents like other people have. But I promise you this, God knew you before you were ever born, and He knew the exact kind of parents to give you to cause you to flourish and be the best you could be. If you want it to go well in your life and you prosper and be successful and live out your dreams one day, whatever they are, then you honor and obey your mom and dad. And if you want to live longer than you were going to live, see, without your parents, you might not have lived to 2. But with your parents, you might live to 12 or 21 or 45 or 99. But I promise you, you'll live longer than you were going to live if you'll honor and obey your mom and dad. Kids, the Bible says, obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Father, thank you this morning for this time with these kids. Father, they're going to be campers this week starting at 4 o'clock, and we're going to come to kids' camp, and we're going to learn how we're accepted by Jesus, how we're protected by Jesus, how we're saved by Jesus, how we're forgiven by Jesus, and how we can live for Jesus. And it's going to be a neat camping experience. And Father, I pray when the kids show up to camp this afternoon that because they're under the authority of their mother and their father, they'll bring themselves under the authority of Brother Ricky and the leaders of this church and the teachers of this church. And wow, we won't have kids doing what they want to do this afternoon and this week, but we'll have kids who'll be doing what God wants them to do. Father, I know this is some heavy stuff to lay on our kids, but Father, we believe it's the Word of God, and we believe our kids here at Hardin are big enough and mature enough to handle it. Because, Father, I believe the kids here at Hardin desire to do not what Simon says, but what the Bible says. Thank you so much for our time with these kids. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.